Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew speaks from the book of Ephesians in this sermon entitled Adoption, God is Our Father, preached October 3rd, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning with verse 3.
Adoption is the subject. Adoption means God is our Father, not the devil. Adoption is an item in the Ordo Salutis, order of salvation, which begins with electing love, predestination, effectual call, justification, adoption. Sanctification, definitive and progressive, and glorification. So adoption means God is our Father now. He is the great King, suzerain. I speak to you general characteristics of adoption as well as particular characteristics of adoption. General characteristics. Adoption is different from regeneration and justification. Adoption is an act of God's grace to those who are regenerated and justified. By adoption, the regenerated and justified become children of God the Father. By adoption, we belong to the family of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Ephesians, we read, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, where black lives and white lives do not matter. Galatians 6:10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So when we meet with a brother or sister, we ask the question, what can we do for you? Matthew 25:39-40. The righteous will ask Jesus, when did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The King Jesus will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. We are Christ's brothers and sisters. We had belonged to the father, the devil. But what a transformation. We now belong to the family of God. John 8:44, Jesus said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and father of all lies. Brothers and sisters, listen. Everyone obeys, either the devil or Jesus Christ. John 10:10, the thief, the devil, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That is the work of the devil, destruction. Few are chosen from the family of the devil to become the children of God the Father. 1 John 5, we know for sure, Pastor's translation, that we are children of God, and the whole world is under the control of the evil one, the devil. Every pagan, every unbeliever is a child of the devil. So we read Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and the broad is the road that leads to destruction, hell. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, that is heaven, and only few find it. Few are elect of God. Few are given eternal life. Adoption is a legal, judicial act of God's grace, whereby few children of God's wrath are made children of God's love. Now, particular characteristics of adoption. First is the privilege of prayer. This is how you should pray, Jesus said. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Privilege of prayer. Matthew 7:8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. I have been praying for a long time, and God answered my prayer according to his will. Number two, great assurance of salvation. Romans 8:15-16. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. Now listen, the Spirit himself testifies to our spirit that we are God's children. This is the highest assurance you can have. Third, God loves us and therefore disciplines us. You don't like discipline? He didn't ask you whether you love discipline. Hebrews chapter 12 speaks about discipline. And you have forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons and daughters. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. If God has chosen you to be saved, then he disciplines you. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son or a daughter. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons and daughters. For what son is not disciplined by his father? You see, father has the authority to discipline. My father disciplined me. He was a pastor. When he calls, I come. And he turns to me and tells me what to do. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons and daughters. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. For this reason, many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you died. They are in heaven, sir. He will even kill you and take you to heaven. 1 Corinthians 5 and 11. Number 4. Holiness is required. Without holiness, no one will see God. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. We are to be like Jesus, our older brother, predestinated to be conformed to his image. 1 John 3:1 says, how great the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Number 5, we are being led by the Holy Spirit in our decisions. Oh, a lot of people don't want Holy Spirit to guide you. Romans 8:14. A lot of people don't want to hear the word of God speaking to you. It is boring for pagans. Romans 8:14 says, those who are being led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. All scripture is God spoken and is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in what, sir?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. My father rebuked me, taught me, corrected me, and trained me. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, what, sir? A lot of people worship their children. Number six, we help the poor families of God. We have four marks of a true church. What are they? Preaching of the word, that is number one. Two sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Discipline. And fourth, we introduced fellowship. What do you need? And we give to those in need because they are our brothers and sisters. They belong to the family of God. And there is opportunity, number seven, to imitate our Father. A new command I give you, love one another. We are to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind. And plus this new command. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Christ loved us and died for us. Love your wife as Christ loved us and died for her. This is serious business. Oh, you think you love? Love is sacrificial. So we help poor families. And then we will say to the father, what?
Get a job.
Get a job. And if you cannot find it, we will find you a job. We have the privilege of imitating. Number seven. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. In this church, we imitate our Heavenly Father. Number eight, God provides for our needs, especially for our salvation. That is why we don't beg. I never begged. We never tell stories so that you give more. So Genesis 22, let me read to you. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And you know the story. The lamb was Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our salvation. Not only that, we pray, give us this day our daily bread. And he did give it to me without begging. 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Listen. If you are God's people, you will listen and obey. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. We read today Philippians 3 and 4 with contentment. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Number 9, God planned our adoption from eternity. Our text, Ephesians chapter 1. He predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. Eternity, sir. A few people are adopted. I'm glad. I rejoice. I don't deserve it. I was a child of the devil, whom Adam and Eve obeyed. Adoption is the apex of all privileges in Christ. Who said that? John Murray, Professor John Murray in Westminster Seminary. As adopted children, we repent and obey God. Jesus said to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." We are the Lord's brothers and sisters. John 13:17. "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." A lot of people know theoretically, but they don't obey. Matthew 7:24. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and obey them is like a wise man who built his house upon rock." What is rock? Jesus Christ. Isaiah 28:16. Adopted children cry, "Abba," is Aramaic. Abba means father. And we read, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. By him we cry," what, sir?
"Abba, Father."
That is what we pray. Abba, Father. Not only that, 13, we are heirs of God. Did you know that our Father is very rich? He created the heaven and the earth. All gold he owns. Everything he owns. Even your house he owns. You think it is yours? He owns everything. Romans 8:17. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Number 14. In all things, God's adopted children glorify God. And we read 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink, people eat and drink for not for the glory of God. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. This is the first question in Westminster Shorter Catechism. What is the chief purpose of human existence? To glorify God and enjoy him forever. Number 15. As adopted children, we have authority. John 1:12-13. Yet to all who received him as Lord, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You see kids playing in the White House. Whose kids?
JFK.
And we have the right to pray and to all things. Are you saved? Are you adopted children of God? If the answer is yes, rejoice. If not, listen, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. And you and your household. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Isn't that amazing? You can be adopted today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whom you obey is your master, whether the devil or Jesus Christ. We glory in our adoption. Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. What a blessing. This is a blessed church. And you hear and obey God's word. God is for us. Who can be against us? Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless your people. Help us to hear and do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.